I think we have had a very, very interesting meeting. And, well, some people might want to ask why I'm saying it's interesting. The topics that we lined up for discussions proved to be very relevant. As far as the outputs are concerned, I mentioned three expected outputs at the beginning. And I would like to confirm, and I'm sure you will agree with me, that the expected output related to this part of the meeting, because we've had 4 days of meeting, we have still 1 day more tomorrow where we will discuss issues, but for Africa Rice scientists and our board members, as has already been said. We have two more outputs to look at, but the first output has been accomplished, and I would say at 100%. For those who are not here, our partners, I can assure you, and from the discussions that we've been having, from the side meetings, I can assure you that we now have a better clarity and understanding amongst ourselves. And I consider myself in this case as a scientist. And not only amongst ourselves, but a better understanding of how the different programs are conducted in Africa Rice. We have seen some of the challenges. We have also seen some of the successes in the way we conduct our programs. So I can assure you that from what we have had, we're quite satisfied, and it's opening up the way towards maybe outcomes and having greater impact. We have also the second part of the output is that we have better clarity and understanding on strategies to raise investments in Africa Rice, which should ensure sustainability. Maybe we did not realize this, but I think when we start discussing, engaging ourselves, cross-programmatic discussions, cross-disciplinary discussions, talking about some of the tough issues. And I said that if we want to see Africa Rice as a sustainable institution, we shouldn't be afraid to say that we have to raise investments. We have seen that only a few scientists are budget holders. I'm not saying that they have not participated in the development of projects, but only a few are budget holders, and we want to increase this number. And I think we have set the stage for that. Having said that, I would like to point out a few important issues which are related to this output and which came out of this meeting. In terms of project and program implementation, there has to be more interaction and communications to ensure efficient delivery of outputs. Outputs. Like I said, if we're doing research, the expectations, the immediate expectations are outputs. We need to deepen our understanding on the impact pathway. It's easy for us to talk about outputs But there is a big pressure coming from the donors. The donors are saying, we would like to give you more money if you can demonstrate impact. So we have to have a better understanding of the impact pathway, how we move from output to outcomes and eventually to impact. And most of the discussions we had demonstrated that we were finding ways and means to do that. It came out quite clear that we need to deepen our understanding of the impact pathway. Every single research activity should have a clearly defined impact pathway. Every single research activity, that's where we start. Now, for this, I would suggest that a seminar we should start off with, and this is for Etienne, we should start off with a seminar. I'm very serious about that, for this purpose for our scientists. The third point, before we go to the RICE meeting, the DDG has to ensure that our flagship program leaders have a clear and in-depth understanding of the flagship programs they have been designated to lead. We need to let our partners know that we will be speaking on behalf of Africa. And we have the legitimate, we have the legitimacy for that. We should be confident and we should master every single flagship program. The fourth point, I mentioned that quickly, too few scientists are writing projects. We should raise the bar. We should aim at every scientist developing a project proposal in partnership with their colleagues. Again, we have set the stage. The last session we had, it came out clear that we could do it. There were exchanges, and we could do it. And when I talk about project proposals, I'm not talking about any kind of project proposals. We should have aims and objectives. And I would expect the program leaders to develop continental programs. These are bigger programs that would involve the whole of Africa in whatever way and whatever opportunities that come to us, with budgets of around $20-30 million. It's not impossible. We should go for it. We hear that there are challenges to this, and I would like to announce to you that we have tried as best as possible to think of ways of helping scientists achieving this particular objective. We have decided to assign Paul Kipe, who was the former regional representative in East and Southern Africa, to assign him to the position of head of research planning and coordination. With this regard, I would like to say that we're very concerned about the way we evaluate our scientists. We're going to develop tools that would facilitate that. So it's not a question of evaluating our scientists based on sentiments, but on clear performance indicators. And the first of these would be the dashboard of outputs, outcomes, and impact of every single scientist. We should start with that. The board spoke about that. And we have the responsibility of presenting that to the board. It's one of their recommendations in our next board meeting in April. So that will be the first big task of Paul, and we hope that after this meeting, we'll have a clear idea of how that is panning out. Another responsibility is donor intelligence. And this would involve tracking emerging funding opportunities and updating scientists on funding opportunities. I had a few discussions with a few scientists, and they have expressed the need for that support. And we're expecting that Paul would provide that support. And the last, but not least, is the support for project quality, science quality in general. So these are a few of his responsibilities. On strategies, I think I have something to say. At Africa Rice, clear strategies still have to be developed around areas such as grain quality and post-harvest, mechanization, seed multiplication, and knowledge management. From the discussions we had, it came out clear that these strategies are a bit blurred. With the exception of climate change, with the exception of capacity development, these strategies have to be clear, and it would help us move forward in terms of interactions between scientists. And I would like to stress on a special area which we have all the time touched on, but which we have neglected. And we saw it when the presentation was made on adoption and that we were struggling. And I would want to stress on our impact assessment strategy. We don't have a solid impact assessment strategy, and this is an area of importance. At the institutional level, I can assure you, talk to some of our scientists, they can talk about impact assessment or impact of their results. We need, at the institutional level, a strategy. Now, so this is a core domain which we did not address here, but it came out that we should be looking at this in future. We, from the discussions, demonstrated that our partnership tools that we have developed play an important role in terms of the way we deliver on research and the way we interact with our partners. The task forces, the RICE hubs, the innovation platforms. However, we need to explore the opportunities for ensuring rational and sustainable management of these tools. Those two words, rational and sustainable management, are charged, and I don't have the time to actually explain this, but it is important. We all agree that our tools are good. The conception was great. Things have evolved. Partnership relationships have evolved. The funding environment has evolved. We therefore need to explore the opportunities that would allow us to ground these tools. We have also learned of the importance, the opportunities that exist for developing new areas of collaboration between different programs within Africa Rice and also with our various partners. We had a session this morning where our partners presented, we exchanged, and we saw that their areas, their opportunities for strengthening our partnerships. We just had a report from the groups. We had a report from CIRAD, and Benoit, you were talking about funding. The last time we went to CIRAD, we agreed that we should develop a joint funding strategy between Africa Rice and CIRAD. We have skipped out the whole planning process because we wanted to ground these issues. We want to give ATN the opportunity of understanding what he has as resource, human resources, programs division, the capacity of program staff, the gaps that should be filled, and the mechanisms for restructuring and aligning our activities. So here, we have spent 4 days. We have been able to achieve not a very ambitious objective, but output, but it's clear that we're there. And we have been able to bring out quite a few of these points that should set us for the next 2-3 years. We have a few partners here who came. We got a lot from them. We thank our board members who have participated in the process. And I'm sure they're here to report back to the board, whether it's good or bad. And that's why we're inviting them to the meeting tomorrow. The meeting is just for us, Africa Rice. But I believe that, and from the experience that I have had with board members, when they share your problems, your woes, and your victories, they can help you sort it out when you're not there. And that's why we appreciate your presence here. Obviously, they're all scientists and they understand the difficulties. And we hope that when you go back to meet the board, like you normally do report, you would be actually guiding the other board members to provide recommendations for us to improve our performance. So I would like to thank you very much. The bank, Africa Development Bank, I think this is the first time, I'm not too sure, but since I came, the first time they're participating in our science week. This is partnership. We're talking about a very big project that we call TAT, he mentioned it. Saturday, we're going to talk about another project, the CIPRISA project, which is a project for developing the continental plan, and we're hoping that he will be around for that meeting. We also have Dr. Spencer with us, who is the, I would say, the new DDG of CARI. I'm sure that when he goes back, he will go back with a lot of information to provide support for CARI. And to all the other partners who've come, we've really appreciated your contributions, and we intend to continue interacting with you. And we hope that through your interactions, we'll be able to spread the message around that it's not only research that leads to output, but we're also thinking of how we're translating our outputs into outcomes and impacts. So on this note, I would like to thank you once more for coming, and I wish you all a safe journey back home. And on this note, I would like to close, declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much.